Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. From the Wayback Machine, 1972 to be exact. I read that somewhere. Not that I was alive in those days. 7 till the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Sarah Heiner. We love her in our brain trust. She's the president and the CEO of Bottom Line Publications, BottomLinePersonal.inc.com. Is that right?
Bottom Line Personal is our big publication. Makes people, I call it 30 minutes to smart.
I know, but the website.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. That's the one I was getting. So, folks, go there, order their publication. You need to order this. Just trust me on this, okay, folks? The Bottom Line Yearbook is a wonderful gift for someone, especially a shut-in. If you got a shut-in, buy them the. Don't buy them the. You know, I don't know about the health book. That might drive them crazy. But for a shut-in, the Bottom Line. The Bottom Line Yearbook.
Drive them crazy.
Please don't give. When my mother was alive, don't give her the health book.
We're going to make it the death book. It's not the stick book.
She'd come up with a new ailment when next time I see her. Anyway, hey, I love Uber. I use Uber all the time. I love my Uber app. You can't have it.
Well, Uber's great, but, you know, there are Uber scammers. So you just have to be careful and when an Uber driver shows up.
When you've got an Uber, if you've never done it, you put an app on your phone, and when you tap it, you have to have your GPS on so they know where you are. It'll show you the cars that are nearby if you're in an area where there is Uber, and you tap one. You call for a car, and the next thing you'll do is you'll get a response from a driver with the face of the driver in a picture, with their phone number, their name, and how long it's going to be for you to be there, for them to be there to pick you up. Now, how do you fake that?
So here's how you fake it. And if they're coming to your house, not that big a deal. But if you're at an airport or you're on a busy street corner
which
in
I've
the city,
done.
Right, and people are standing, so they have fake drivers that will just show up and say, hi, who did you call an Uber, right, because they can tell people are standing there waiting for cars. And don't get in, right?
That's right.
You have, when you order that car, not only do you have the face of them, you know what the make and model is of the car. So you don't want to be
right.
at the sidewalk
at
the airport. The color, you know it all. So you make sure that that car that shows up matches what you're supposed to be getting, because there are guys that are showing up and they're saying, hi, who called for an Uber? You hop in, and now you're scammed.
Well, yeah, and of course, now, a couple of things there. Number one, whenever I hire an Uber, I say, hey, George, and they'll say, Mr. Jim? Yep, that's me.
Yep.
And that's right. That's a click right there. Another thing, if they're faking, they have to take your money. With an Uber, no money changes hands. It's all done on the credit card online.
Correct. So they're not going to ask you if you get in that car, and then they're asking you for your credit card, and then they'll make up stories. They go, oh, well, I'm having a problem with the Wi-Fi.
I actually had this happen to me. I actually got into a fake Uber one time on a corner. You know what I mean? I didn't call them.
Exactly, that's what happened, right?
But I did call them because I pressed it, and I got in it a little quick. And I realized I was in the wrong one. I got out.
Well, that's lucky you got out. So here's the scary
thing. It's not
going to get in.
You're probably not
going to
die. It's just that you're not dealing with Uber.
Well, hopefully not, right?
Yeah.
Now, but you're driving. You're in that car. They're driving at 60 miles an hour, and they say, "Oh, by the way, I could have your credit card." You're a little bit locked in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So folks, these are good suggestions. We got to get to the gelato before we wrap up because I love ice cream. I had no idea about this.
I love ice cream.
I love gelato. I didn't realize there was that much of a difference.
Well, not only that, I always thought gelato, because it's so rich in flavor and so creamy, that had to be higher in fat and calories than ice cream. Mm-mm. Ice cream actually more fat, more sugar, more calories per ounce than gelato. Yeah. I had no idea. Ice cream is made with heavy cream, has 14 to 25% butter fat. Gelato, actually made with milk, and uses less egg yolk, so that actually has a lower fat content, in spite of how creamy it is.
Wow!
So gelato's your pick.
But is gelato more expensive?
I'm an ice cream snob, frankly. So
I'm worth it.
I only years ago when I was in advertising, I worked on the Häagen-Dazs ice cream account, and our whole premise was that it's an everyday personal pleasure, that for what then was, you know, $3 a pint, now it's $7 a pint.
Yeah.
But relative to how expensive so many other things are,
is a pint,
Porsche,
is a pint enough for you?
A pint enough?
Is that enough for you? I mean, my...
It depends how much I
exercise
that day.
Can you do with just a pint?
Some
days. You're a piker. You're an ice cream piker compared to me.
I love ice cream.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. I need the website one more time.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Folks, go there. You'll be happy when you do. You'll thank me later. Hey, Sarah, come back soon.
I will. I will talk to you in a few weeks.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.